Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast for the DC20 Unlocked series brought to you by DriveCentric. For more information or to get signed up for the next DC20 event, go to DriveCentric.com.
Let's brew!
What's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Lee Ramirez, the car guy.
And it's Frelin Arts, subprime hero.
And we are still having some fun over here in St. Louis, Missouri, having a great time at DriveCentric's DC20 event. And we have this incredible 800% executive right here helping make things happen. And we are really excited that it's our first time on a show or on a podcast. We are excited to bring
crazy.
you the one, the only,
Jessica Bailey.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys.
We are so excited to have you on the show and excited that this is the first podcast that you've been on. I think that anybody who's been on social media looking at anything that's been going on with 800 Club, with Glenn Lundy and Rise and Grind, seeing how his business has been growing, sees that there is people behind the scenes that help him get to where he's at today. And I've been watching it for all these years, and I know that you've been a big cornerstone in that. And we are so excited to have you on the show. I've gotten to know you over the last few years, and you always have this smile on you, even when things are tough. Even when things are hard. I remember the first time I think I ever met you in person was when we went to Grow for God in Lexington. And I remember seeing you just working your butt off while you were there. But you were doing it with a smile. And I was so impressed. And I was like, man, Glenn's lucky. Glenn's lucky to have somebody like that on his team.
Thank you.
Somebody that can help him. But I'm sure there's a lot of times you have to tell him where to be, how to be, and all that kind of stuff, because Glenn is all over the place. So to have somebody that really cares about his business the way he does, it shows, and you do a great job with that.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, it's exciting to have you here. It really is. The 800% Club is it's a group of car dealers that Glenn Lundy has headed up that are all over the country that are looking just to get better. And Glenn's definitely trying to change the way that we are viewed in automotive and the way that people feel when they're at the dealership. And man, he leads the way in that. And he's doing that with his dealers, but he does it with his team. And like I said, again, if it wasn't for Jessica, I know he wouldn't be halfway where he's at today. And he would admit it too. I know it, right? It does. It takes help. It's hard to do it by yourself. That's why I have a business partner like Lou. If it was just me, I wouldn't be anywhere close to where I'm at today. The power of two is like multiplies it by way more than just two. You're talking like thousands multiplication, right? So Lou, what's up, bro?
This is what's up going on, everybody. We have a first timer on a show, and we're trying to make sure that the whole world knows about it. So do what it is that you need to do and tag a car guy and share. Get the message out there. If there's anything that this solutionary has done, it's make sure to put a camera, to put organization, to make sure that the great news message that Glenn and his entire team is putting out there gets captured, gets seen, gets organized. But now the camera's on you. And as uncomfortable as it can be sometimes, and we encourage the whole world to allow it to happen, let the light actually shine that you have. What does it feel like to be here participating inside of an event like this and be able to just converse and be you?
Wow.
Once we let her talk a little bit, I promise we're going to let her talk a little bit. But you're going to notice that this is a Kentucky gal. She's got a little bit of that twang, and we had to get out here. We're all Kentucky people. We had to get out here to get you on the show. But what is it like being able to be inside of an event like this, see the energy, and actually participate in the fun as well?
It's so nice because normally I'm the one hosting our events and running around and holding cameras and I'm taking trash out. And so now it's kind of like, it's nice. It's super nice. So I keep catching myself like doing things that I would do if this were our event. And then I have to be like, wait, this isn't your event, Jessica. Sit down and enjoy it.
No, it's good. You came today suited and booted. She's rocking the pink. You all see it's bright pink. And she came in here representing. She has her 800% Club shirt on. And everywhere she goes, she represents. They came in with the crew. They brought more than just a couple people this time to this event. It was good to see that. You saw Evan and just so many other people. And Evan's somebody that is amazing too. Folks, if you guys don't know who Evan is, check him out. He does some great things. He's out there training people right now on F&I and just doing big things. He's one of Glenn's top sales trainers, right? And it's good. So make sure you guys check him out on social. He's trying to stretch out and get a little bit more uncomfortable, and I'm seeing it and I love it. So
yeah,
it's good stuff. But again, that takes people like you in the back, making sure that they're getting that stuff done, getting that stuff scheduled. How long have you been working with Glenn now?
So it's crazy. I started working for Glenn before 800% existed. Mm-hmm. He hired me. I was going through fertility treatments with my previous job I was at. And I went next door because I lived across the street and said, Leslie, his wife, I need to pray with somebody. And I hate, I don't want to say hate. That's the wrong word. I don't like to pray with people. And so I was like, I just need to pray with somebody. Got a lot going on. We've been fighting infertility. And we did our thing. Glenn comes in the door, flops over the couch. He had been at 10X.
Oh.
And he didn't even know I was sitting there. And here we are sitting talking. And they had been discussing how he needed an assistant. He had just quit the dealership. And I was just telling her about my job and how they weren't supportive. The next morning, I get a text message that I had been fired.
Oh, wow.
Because I had went to my infertility ultrasound the day prior. And then an hour later, Glenn texts me, hey, I need an assistant. My wife trusts you, believes in you, and I think you're good for me.
Wow.
So I started the next week. It was like a Thursday. And I remember sitting there, like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do today? There's nothing around here to do. Let me clean. Let me paint the office. Let me clean the fish tank. I didn't know what I was going to do. And then we hosted the Grow for God conference in Nashville, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And then he got in debt a lot of money off of that one.
I bet.
And then he said, hey, we've got to come up with something. So yeah. Then 800% Club just popped up like that. And we hosted our first retreat. It was 14 people and 12 of those dealers signed up. And I've watched this company grow 800% itself, not only the dealers that are in our program, but as well as our company. So it's been an awesome ride.
It has been. And you've been there the whole time. And man, it's Leslie's right on the money with when she told Glenn, you should trust her. She's amazing. This is exactly what you need. You need someone like this in your life. And it was perfect timing. I do believe that it's not about our time. It's about his time. And sometimes things have for a reason, the losing the job, you having going through the infertility tests and doing all those things, me having that conversation right there when Glenn came back from 10X, when he's super inspired to grow himself, he just left his job that was one of killing it, right? Just doing crazy things. And then having you there, hearing your worries, praying all things as I'm talking about him, praying with somebody that when it's something that you don't normally do, you got yourself a little uncomfortable and you let people into your heart. And then because you did that, it just turned it into 800% of growth in life. And not just for yourself and not just your business, but for so many dealers out there that you guys work with and so many people who work with you guys inside your business. So that's amazing what you do. And I'm so happy for you. And I'm so happy for Glenn that he found you and that you guys were neighbors. How crazy is that? What's the odds? Since day one, since we've known you, I've always known you as that person that I know has got Glenn's back. Like we can just see it. It's from afar and then getting to know you even more. I see why he has you. You got a great personality. She's
Thank
funny.
You.
If you ever sold cars, you would have done a great job doing that. I guarantee it because you just have the right personality for it and because you're a people person and you care and that's what it takes. So it's awesome stuff. Really awesome story.
The piece in that story that, I mean, and Fred's touching on it, that is really, it's touching my heart and it's exciting, but it's there's so much almost revelation in it. If you all pay attention to how that flowed, that she sought out an opportunity to touch and agree in prayer. So she was reaching out to heaven, needed to team up with somebody. The word says where two or more touch and agree, I am in their presence. I am there. Whatever they ask, they can have. If we actually understood that and believed it and walked it out more often,
true.
There would be mountains that we would really see move. There would be healings we really see occur. Mm. But it's not just it's not only the prayer piece. It's also who it was that you teamed up with at that moment. Fighting the infertility that you were dealing with at that time, you got with one of the women I think is probably one of the most fertile women alive today, okay? And said,
love you, Leslie. Together, okay? But she makes babies.
A bunch of babies.
Yeah.
Okay? A lot of babies.
A whole bunch of them, okay? I think Glenn just looks at her, gives a wink. Ah, pregnant again. But the thing is that you sought that out with, and it wasn't silver or gold. It wasn't a bunch of advice. It was you literally touching heaven, and a deposit, I believe, in that moment even was made for you, because all the infertility issues aren't necessarily an issue anymore. You're a proud mama, ain't you?
We adopted our son 3 years ago. He was born in 2020.
That's amazing.
Little COVID baby. Yeah, so this job, this company, the dealers, they all prayed for me at our retreats when we kept it hush-hush for a while, and then we had a retreat, and Glenn couldn't hold it back. He told everybody, and so then they prayed.
Sound like Glenn.
They actually prayed for our son, and some of them that aren't even religious. And so then I had a perfect human born who was addicted to drugs, and it was a hard battle that my husband and I were, we thought we were prepared for, but we weren't. But we conquered it. And so I leaned on the Lundys a lot. They were great to me. They've always been great to me. And now we're in the process of trying to get another baby. So
and you will.
I keep joking. I'm like, I want a Lundy limo full of kids, but I don't know if I'm there yet.
Your heart is so big that it's when it's the right, everything's going to happen. Right? And it's, and you're going to be able to love and love and love. And those children will produce children one day themselves. And then you'll be a grandparent and you'll have so much more love to even give. And it's a blessing. Not a lot of people can say they even have one, even if it's adopted. Adoption is amazing, folks. Please, if you're even thinking about it, she's a great testimony. It's not easy, but man, is it worth it?
So worth it.
It can complete a family. It can complete a family for you. It can complete a family for them, more importantly. And when you can do that, and if you have that kind of love in you, sometimes that's what God's trying to tell you. It's just because blood doesn't make them your child. A child is love, right? And we're all children of God. And you are loved, and we're all loved, and it's a blessing. So you're doing some big things. You've been around people. You, like Lou said, that it was, you prayed about it, and things happen, right? And it's like I said, it's not always the way that we imagine it. But it, man, is it. You couldn't ask for it in a better way. And I think that's a beautiful thing.
And the word even says that it's going to be exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or think. You will be blessed. You couldn't have thought of the love that you have for your son in the moment of, I'm worried about making sure this works with me the way that I perceive this.
That's happening. Right.
But you got out of your comfort zone. You got to put yourself into a position where you then get to actually be the mother for this child, where it wouldn't have been the case had you have gotten your way. And this child needed you, needed this child, right? Yeah. And that is the searing part of the family that got created, to where the issue that we're looking at, and we often look at as people, isn't really that the issue that we need to be concerned about.
I agree.
It's usually, why am I here? What is it that the doors are being opened for? Not what am I being saved from, but what am I being saved for? What is this space in my heart, the space in my house, the space in our limo or our car? What is this even reserved for? And what I love is that because you set yourself into the right posture, even just with the job situation, that then created that door opening that you didn't know was about to be shut, but that the other door was already open before you put the plan in. Because I'm sure you didn't wake up the next day, man, I sure plan on getting fired today. Right?
No,
we weren't ready for that.
No, because that's a scary change.
Yeah.
No matter whether you love your job or not, to change your job is scary. So, and that's why in the past, most people stayed at their jobs for way too long or even retired there. Today, I think the world's a little bit different. More people are more open to different opportunities. I think COVID opened people's eyes up because you had to switch jobs, and it was the first time you may have ever done it. And you're like, I lived, didn't die. I didn't lose my house. I still was able to find another place to work and be able to do things. And actually, I found a better place to work in some cases. So that being said, you're very blessed, but they're very blessed to be part of your life. When it comes to those types of relationships, just so you know, I know that you give a lot of love for them being so open with you and sharing their love and praying with you and all those things, but it's a two-way street. Of course it is. I know you know that. It's definitely a two-way street. You guys are family now, and I know that. I can see the family inside you, the way you even communicate with Glenn. It's not a business communication, though it is, but it's more of like, hey, you can really dig in with them. And he gets that because he knows that your purpose is because you care about him. Your purpose is to make sure that he thrives, because if he thrives, you thrive. And that's a beautiful thing. And I'm so glad he has that relationship with you. And I'm so glad you have that relationship with him and his family. It is big to have family like that, to have people who they go through their struggles too. But they're open about it and they'll talk to you about it. And then, of course, there's plenty of advice on children with them. you get all the advice. You know, what's the best diapers? I don't know. I promise you, they know which ones are best for this type of skin, for this type, for that. Well, they probably know all that stuff.
Right? They buy in bulk.
Oh, they must.
But Leslie, one time, JD got my son. He got sick, and Leslie's like, "You gotta get one of those nose suckers."
Yeah.
Like a nose sucker. I thought you were talking about the old school things you do. Oh, no, she's talking about the one you put in your mouth and suck it out of his nose.
I've seen those. I'm out.
But it's a game changer.
I just like the little thing.
It is a game changer. So she does have a lot of good advice. Anytime we need something, I'm like, hey, Leslie, JD's got a cough. I don't want to take him to the doctor. What can I do? And she'll give me some home remedies.
And that's good, because the more natural that you can heal somebody, the better. A lot of these chemicals that we put in ourselves, they fix, but they're just temporary relief for what we really have. And then eventually we heal. But what natural remedies do is they actually do more than just give you relief. They actually heal, because that's what our bodies are supposed to be having, is natural chemicals.
They tell your body what to do to heal itself. Remember, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. That a lot of the times, or even right now, if I was to be cut right now, it's not the doctor that's going to heal me. It's the doctor that would hopefully set up the situation where my body could heal itself.
That's it.
Could fix itself. That is incredible. The ingenious of what into even creating us is fantastic. But you, we spoke about advice and advice that you would be getting from Leslie. But let's give a little advice that you would give to people out there that are in a position like you, where you are a key armor bearer for somebody who is a very well-known, very loud and outspoken leader in the industry.
Yeah.
But you bear his armor. You help him make sure he sheathes his sword.
I literally see her help put the tie on. I've seen her do that. Yeah, that's his armor.
But inside of that, what advice would you give to somebody that is jumping inside of a position where you may not get a lot of glory? Now, people give you mad props and a lot of love, but usually not what the job actually entails or deserves the love for. Because there's a lot of unsung moments.
You know, stuff that none of us see ever,
it
right?
Could be a lot of wind coming for the event and it's blowing everything off the tables. Been there, watched you handle it, right? Or whatever else can happen during the event. But what advice would you give to somebody that is that armor bearer, that is that one that may not ever get the camera turned on them, but that needs to keep staying the course for the bigger cause? What advice would you say to them?
It's hard. Everybody back home, I mean, I'm from a small town, they see this social media life and they're like, oh, Jessica's always traveling. Jessica's always doing cool stuff with her job. I got to fly on Glenn's private jet this event. I actually got to, be up front.
She literally got to go with the pilot.
And speaking of him, he's coming to ruin my episode.
What up, what up, what up, what up? I'm showing love. I know that's what it is.
Pilot ever right here. She's amazing.
I love it. Oh, but that's exactly the type of person that she gets to help right there. And he is such a light. And it's not easy to help somebody like that. He's wild. He's all over the place.
So wild.
But man, is he genius in so many ways, right? And to have somebody there, because what most geniuses need is somebody to organize them, right? To keep them going in the direction. I know Glenn, when he walks to an event, everybody wants to talk to him. You have to remind him, you got 2 minutes.
I'm like a bodyguard too.
Yeah, I guarantee you are.
I'm always like, 5 minutes, 5 minutes, oh, five. Okay. Or like, Got it off.
You
got to go. Walk over and say, hey, I don't mean to interrupt, but Glenn, you need to be somewhere like in 1 minute.
Yes, and I have to do it. I have to do it a lot, actually. But it is a hard job. It looks like unicorns and rainbows, especially when you do see the cool videos of me that I'm so proudly of being in that front seat with that pilot. It's so hard. I have a three-year-old at home that's learning to cry when mommy leaves. Yeah. And so that's really hard. But it's so rewarding because not only does it pay my bills, but I love my job. I was a paralegal for 8.5 years before I started working for Glenn.
Oh, wow.
And I thought I loved law. I thought I wanted to be an attorney. I thought that I wanted to fight for people. And now I get to serve people instead of doing what I was doing, hurting. In my eyes, I was hurting people. So I was in real estate and I did foreclosures. So I was pretty much taking their homes.
Man, that's tough, yeah.
I got to flip it. And now I get to serve dealers. And not only the dealers, I get to serve their wives and their children and their families. Amen. And so it's a very hard job that I take to heart because it is so rewarding in so many ways, not just material wise, but emotionally. It's very rewarding, especially when we see the Facebook post with a tag and I give a hard time to our dealers that they don't tag me, because I'm in on this too.
For you when they be win. Tagging her. What are y'all doing? What are you doing?
When they win, we win.
Amen.
And we can't win without them. That's my advice is just, I've been through a lot. This past year has been probably the toughest year of my life with survival mode. Just don't give up, because it is so hard. It is a hard job to assist someone, to take care of their calendar, plus your calendar, plus your personal calendar and your work calendar, and check these emails, and your phone doesn't stop. And I want to stop when I get home because I want to take care of my child and play with him and things. But then the second he goes to sleep, I'm like, oh my goodness, I got to get on my phone and check my emails. And I've got to see if this one posted this and just check on everybody. But it is a hard job, but it is so rewarding because, like I said, it feeds his family, it feeds my family, it feeds our dealer's family.
Amen, it does. You guys do some great things and you do some amazing things. And it's a great world that we can live in when you can give to others. And that's how we make a living, when we're sharing and we're helping people. And that's ultimately what car people do, my friends. And that's what I try to preach. And Lou and I preach when we sit down with salespeople. It's like, listen, we're not selling cars here. We're solving people's problems. Mm-hmm. You can be fulfilled by doing this job. And if you look at every opportunity, every person you deal with, whether they buy from you or not, as a way to be able to help them, as long as they leave there feeling like they were helped, you did your job. People are like, oh, you got to sell a car. Yeah, we do. But if you do that enough, you're going to sell a lot of cars. Mm-hmm. And people who don't buy, they will come back one day. Even if it's years later, they'll remember it. The people forget the things that we do, the things that we've said, but they remember, and we talked about this earlier, but they remember how you made them feel. Mm-hmm. So please make everybody feel great. And that's ultimately what you do. You're there to make sure that everybody feels great. And that's not an easy job, but you know what? You are supposed to do this no different than you were supposed to have your son. Yeah. You're a natural mother at heart, right? And because you're that way, that's why you get on your social at night. Not because you feel like you still want to be the mother to, and whether it's mom, you want to be there and let them know you care.
Yeah.
Hey, I see your post. That was great. Hey, you did this. You did that. You want to do that. I know that feeling.
Yeah.
And it's something big about that. And that's why we were so excited to have you on the show today, because I know your heart. I know where you come from. You're a Kentucky gal, just like we're Kentucky boys. And that being said, you are a rock star.
Thank you.
And everybody sees it. Everybody that knows who you are, we all know what you're doing. We know how hard that job is. Thanks. I wouldn't want it.
We got a friend over here. Felicia Alexis says, glad I caught your last one. This lady is awesome. I met her at NADA. Great content as always. Nice to see all three of you. Safe travels.
Thank you so much.
Felicia?
I guess I did.
You met a lot of people.
I met a lot of people.
You got, so nice to see you, Alicia. Thank you so much for jumping in. We got, let's see, Savannah's.
I love that.
Oh, that's my assistant.
Heck yeah. Awesome.
She's holding the fort down while I'm here.
Way to go. That's right. Thanks for jumping in and throwing
this. That's how
love.
You find her, everybody. If you want to blow her up and let her know,
it's
Jessica Vickers Bailey. If you're searching her on social media. And so excited that we had the opportunity to get here with you. We got another one saying, come on, Dylan, let's go, Jess. Okay. I see you, brother.
Thanks, Dylan.
He's in the room with us. That's what's up. But there are so many of you that are watching this right now on the live and many of you that were watching this on the replay. This was her very first show. And we were trying to keep these between 10 to 15 minutes. But because you're such a natural, we are already past that 20-minute mark, and it was fun.
Whoa, wow, I didn't even realize it. That's how awesome this was. So seriously, like, great interview. This was our first one. Like, it felt like she's done this before, huh? I think she's watched a few in her day.
I've watched a few, but never been.
Yeah, she's definitely.
She was the one that made sure that Glenn got on to his first interview with us.
Yes.
Remember that. You called that play like, yo, you're supposed to be on the program. Where are you at? And because we were at that time, we were like so excited to have Glenn. We were like, man, we were like, is Glenn Lundy standing us up?
We're like, is he actually going to do it to us?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
He's not showing
not
up.
Glenn.
All of a sudden, he comes popping in. Boom, boom. And Jessica saved the day.
Of course she did.
She does. And we're singing your song today. So thankful that you were on the show. But everybody that gets on this show drops those F-bombs that don't offend moms.
You have to do it.
They are the forgive, focus, and fly so we can keep growing all the time. So help us out real quick. Jessica, here we go. 1, 2, 3, forgive.
Forgive.
Focus. Fly.
And keep growing. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. I am Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And I'm Fred Lenarts, the subprime hero.
And we've been brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, live at Drive Centric headquarters for DC20 with the one,
the only, Jessica Bailey.
Thank you so much, everybody. We will see you tomorrow for more of these interbrews at Drive Centric.
That's right.
See you later, everybody.
Peace. Yeah.